Exactly, sir. You are contacted with PayPal customer support. How can I help you? All right, sir, not a problem. So before we go further, sir, can I have your first name and your last name? Okay, thank you, sir. And can I have your email ID, which is attached to your PayPal account? Okay. Now, can you allow me a moment, sir, so I can go ahead and pull up your account so I can let you know about the charges which you are talking about? Can you allow me a moment? Sir, can you let me know one thing, how much you have been charged for the Bitcoin purchase? $4.99. Okay, and you got an email from us or you got to see the charges in your PayPal account email? Okay, no problem. And sir, the email which you got from us, sir, okay, in the email you will get to see there will be your order ID number or might be an invoice ID, okay? So can you provide me that one, sir, so I can go and look it up? PP48289, correct? And sir, can you let me know when did you receive the email from us? Was it today or was it yesterday? This morning. Okay. All right, sir. While putting the order ID into our system, sir, what we found, there was a purchase of a Bitcoin which has been made this morning at around 6 o'clock. Okay. And for the Bitcoin purchase, okay. So are you the one, sir, who is trying to buy the Bitcoin? And this morning at around 6 o'clock? No, you are not. So right now, sir, what we have to do, we have to put this transaction on hold because as you are telling us, you are not the one who make these charges. It simply indicates it's completely fraudulent, okay? So no need to be worried about that, sir. What we need to do, we need to get you connected to the PayPal cancellation department so we can cancel this fraudulent order for you, sir, okay? So in order to connect you with the server, sir, can you let me know that do you have a computer or a laptop so we can help you out? You are on your computer. Okay, no problem. So look at your bottom, at the bottom left-hand side in your typing keyboard, you will get to see there will be a CTRL control key. Can you see that? Yep. So you need to press the CTRL control key along with the four flag Windows key along with the letter Q, Q like a queen, okay? Control, Windows, and the letter Q. Now you need to let me know this application is blocked on your computer. Okay. And can you let me know one more thing, sir? The computer which you are using right now, is it a Windows computer or is it a work computer, sir? And it's a work computer or it's a personal computer? It's a personal computer. Now just a minute. And can you let me know one more thing, sir? When was the last time you logged into your PayPal account? Probably 2 weeks ago. So can you do one thing, sir? Can you just try to go ahead and log into your PayPal account one time? Now, once you log into your PayPal account, you need to let me know what can you see over there, okay? Now you need to let me know what can you see over there. You have your previous charges. Okay, no problem. Now, sir, right now what you need to do, okay? You need to simply open up a new tab, okay, on your computer. Open up a new tab. And on the new tab, sir, you need to type over there www.A4Apple, N for Nancy, Y for Yellow, D for Delta, E for Elephant, S for Sam, K for Kill.com, COM, okay? Now you need to let me know what after putting it. Yep, correct. You have to press enter. Exactly, sir. Exactly. And there will be an orange box which say download now. You need to click on that, okay? And before clicking on it, sir, let me tell you the let me tell you for what purpose you have to install the AnyText, okay? So it will help you to figure out the charges, so we will get to know. As you are telling me, you are not the one who make the charges, okay? That simply indicates somebody else got the access of your PayPal account and they are trying to making the charges from their end, okay? So this software will gonna help you to figure out the way, okay, how the charge was made, okay? So once you click on download now, you need to let me know what comes up, okay? Just click on it. Just read out the numbers. Thank you, sir. And just beside the numbers, can you see there will be a little log sign? Can you see a log sign over there? Just click on it. And once you click on it, it is asking you for set a password, okay? Now, sir, we are providing you a password which is valid only for 5 minutes, okay? So the password is micro, M-I-C-R-O, 1, 2, 3, all in the lowercase, and there is no spaces in between the numbers, in between the letters, okay? Correct. You have to put the password 2 times, then you need to click on allow, okay? Now just, and there will be option with say never show incoming session request, okay? You have to click on it. Click on. Now once you click on it, sir, right now what you have to do, you have to minimize everything, okay? Then you have to go ahead and log into your PayPal account, okay? Now once you log into your PayPal account, you need to let me know what. Now you're logged into your account in your computer or in your cell phone on your computer, okay? No problem. Now just a minute. You don't have to do anything, sir. Allow me a moment. And sir, are you the only person who uses your PayPal account, sir? Are you the only one? Okay, no problem. Now, can you let me know what can you see on your computer screen, sir? Your desktop screen, right? Now, can you see your PayPal account over there, sir? Okay, and can you look at the top right-hand side, sir? At the top right-hand side, there will be an option with, say, activity, okay? You need to click on activity. Activity option over there, sir. Okay, and just look over there. I can see your mom is taking my dick in her ass. Can you see, motherfucker? I see your mom is naked in your house.